Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book 2024, How Trump Retook the White House and the Democrats Lost America, is a political nonfiction book by Josh Dawsey, Tyler Pager, and Isaac Arnsdorf that reconstructs the 2024 U.S. presidential campaign from the inside, drawing on extensive reporting and access to the Trump, Biden, and Harris teams. The book examines how Donald Trump regained the presidency after the upheaval of his post-2020 political career, multiple indictments, and a deeply polarized national climate. It is less a broad history of American politics than a tightly reported account of campaign strategy, intra-party decision-making, and electoral miscalculation. The book is aimed at readers who want to understand not just who won and lost, but why the race unfolded as it did, how each side shaped its message, and how tactical choices influenced the final result. Its central purpose is analytical, to explain the mechanics of a modern presidential comeback and the democratic failures that helped make it possible. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Trump's comeback was built on discipline, survival, and a clear path to power. A major focus of the book is how Donald Trump converted legal peril and political volatility into renewed strength. Rather than portraying his return as inevitable, the authors show how he outlasted primary challengers, weathered indictments, and maintained control of his coalition, while other Republicans failed to break through. This matters because the book treats Trump's comeback as an organizational achievement as much as a personal one. His campaign did not merely benefit from frustration with the Democrats. It also made deliberate decisions about messaging, staffing, and sequencing. The reporting suggests that Trump's team turned chaos into narrative advantage by presenting him as embattled, resilient, and vindicated. That framing helped sustain loyalty, even when conventional political logic suggested his campaign should have collapsed. The result is a portrait of a candidate who transformed personal crises into political fuel and used the structure of the campaign itself to reinforce his dominance over the Republican field. Secondly, the Republican strategy centered on men, cultural conflict, and targeted persuasion. The book pays close attention to how Trump's advisors identified voter groups they believed could expand his coalition, especially men who felt alienated by Democratic messaging. One of the book's most important arguments is that campaign strategy mattered in very specific ways, not just at the level of general mood. Trump's team emphasized cultural grievance, including anti-trans messaging, to sharpen contrasts and appeal to voters who were drifting away from Democrats. This was not simply about provocation. It was about assembling a message designed to make Trump seem aligned with ordinary frustrations, while casting his opponents as distant from everyday concerns. The book also shows how that strategy reached beyond white voters and sought to improve Trump's standing among Black and Hispanic men. By treating persuasion as demographic targeting rather than broad ideology, the authors highlight the modern campaign logic behind Trump's victory. The implication is that contemporary elections can be shaped by narrow but highly intentional communication strategies that exploit identity, resentment, and symbolism. Thirdly, Biden's age, polling problems, and delays in transition shape the Democratic collapse. Another central thread is the Democratic Party's inability to confront President Biden's political weaknesses early enough. The book presents Biden's age and declining political standing not as side issues, but as structural problems that narrowed the party's options. According to their reporting, Biden and his aides brushed aside warning signs, ignored polling, and held off ambitious younger Democrats who might have offered a stronger alternative. This decision had consequences that extended far beyond one candidate. It delayed the party's adjustment to voter dissatisfaction and made the eventual transition more abrupt and destabilizing. When Biden's debate performance forced him to step aside, the campaign had to shift quickly to Kamala Harris under severe time pressure. The book's value here lies in showing how internal party loyalty can become strategic rigidity. Instead of refreshing the ticket early and building a clearer contrast with Trump, Democrats preserved the status quo until it was too late to reset the race. The result was a campaign burdened by exhaustion, continuity, and limited time to redefine itself. Fourthly, Kamala Harris faced the impossible task of building a campaign while escaping Biden's shadow. The book gives substantial attention to the extraordinary constraints on Harris's 107-day campaign. Her challenge was not simply to campaign fast, but to campaign while inheriting the baggage of an unpopular incumbent administration. The authors show that Harris was asked to appeal to multiple audiences at once: base Democratic voters, skeptical independents, and even disaffected Republicans. That approach created a strategic tension, because time spent wooing figures like Liz Cheney or other anti-Trump Republicans was time not spent defining Harris on her own terms. The book also suggests that Harris struggled to separate herself from Biden on issues such as the economy, which limited her ability to present a fresh governing identity. This section of the book is important because it explains how a candidate can be both visible and constrained at the same time, Harris was formally the nominee, but politically she remained tied to the administration she replaced. The book uses her campaign to illustrate how succession under crisis can produce a candidate who inherits responsibility without inheriting freedom. Lastly, the book is a cautionary study of modern campaigning and democratic vulnerability. Beyond the immediate election narrative, the book functions as a warning about how democracies can be shaped by tactical mistakes, message discipline, and institutional hesitation. It does not frame Trump's victory as the result of one dramatic event, but as the cumulative effect of many decisions made by both parties over time. Trump benefited from a campaign that understood its target voters and maintained coherence under pressure. Democrats, by contrast, are shown as divided, overly cautious, and slow to adapt. This makes the book useful not just as a record of 2024, but as a case study in how major parties can misread the electorate. Its reporting suggests that elections are often won by those who can simplify their story and manage internal conflict more effectively. The broader implication is that democratic systems remain vulnerable when parties mistake inertia for stability, and when they fail to respond decisively to changing political conditions. The book stands out because it combines immediate campaign history with a sharper argument about the fragility of political institutions under sustained polarization. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a detailed insider account of the 2024 presidential election and are interested in how modern campaigns actually operate. Political professionals, students of American government, journalists, and civic readers will find value in its close reporting on strategy, message testing, candidate succession, and party management. It is especially useful for readers who want more than a results summary and instead want to understand the operational reasons behind a historic election outcome. What makes it stand out in the political nonfiction field is its combination of access, timing, and scope. Rather than offering a retrospective theory from a distance, it reconstructs the race through reporting from inside the Trump, Biden, and Harris camps, which gives the book unusual immediacy. It also distinguishes itself by treating the Democratic loss not as a single failure, but as a chain of missed decisions, while showing how Trump's team turned adversity into advantage. For readers seeking to understand both the mechanics and the consequences of the 2024 race, it offers one of the most direct and revealing accounts available. If you would like to support Josh Dazzi, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.